في الأخواني is a gift to be desired. ده يعني موهبة إن نكون إذا رغب فيه. Is a gift to be desired.
موهبة إنه يكون رغب.
If you look at verse 5,
لو شفنا في الآية الخامسة.
Of 1 Corinthians,
الأولى.
1 Corinthians,
غلاطية الأولى.
1 Corinthians chapter 14,
غلاطية الأولى أصحاح 14.
Verse 4 and 5.
آيات 4 و 5.
It says, he who speaks in tongues edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. I wish you all speak with tongues.
كلمة يتكلم بلغة أخرى يبني نفسه، أما الذي يتنبأ فيبني الكنيسة كلها.
Hallelujah. He said, I wish that you all speaks in tongues. Brethren, how to stay on fire for God? You see, there are sometimes people start so well. People are burning for the Lord. But give them some time. They will fade away. You begin to wonder what happened to this sister. What happened to this pastor? What happened to this man of God? What happened to this bishop? Check out the life of that person.
In fact,
there is some things that he has allowed. So how do we stay on fire? Sometimes you see some choristers, some sisters, they can sing so well. Even when they are singing, you will see the anointing of God moving in the auditorium. All of a sudden, we begin to do for the sister. Before you know it, people would say, don't you, have you not heard? She's pregnant.
But my tariff, you know, didn't finish by then, you know, I did go like, I just made a hamlet.
And because of shame, the sister will disappear. The church will lose that sister to the world. So for us, to still be on fire for the Lord, we have three main enemies. What did I say? Three major enemies. One of them is lust. Lust. L-U-S-T. Lust. Another one is pride. Pride, you see people raise up their shoulders. You see people raise up their shoulders. When you call them by their name, they won't answer you unless it's a sister or brother. When you see some pastors, you need to give them their title. Call them by their title before they can answer you. Pride. Another one is greed. Greed. You find out that it is somehow difficult for us to differentiate these things. Sometimes we put them into one box. Lost, when you are lusting over something that is not your own. Something that is not your own, something you know you cannot achieve, you want it by all costs. Pride, when we raise our shoulders, we think we are bigger than the way we are. People no longer talks to you. People no longer advises you. People no longer send you an errand. When your mother is telling you something, say, mommy, leave me alone. Your teacher in the school is even afraid to ask you of your homework. You don't have regard, you don't have respect for anybody anymore. Greed.
Atama.
Greed. You Atama. Want it self-centered. You want it just for you. You want everything. Everything. You want it.
The eye is just innocent.
Mobile phone, you want iPhone 7, you want iPhone 13, iPhone 14, they must buy it for you.
iPhone 13,
the really jeans in the market, you want to wear the jeans, you want to wear the shoes, you know their names. Self-centered, it's only me. If you are this kind of a person, you cannot. The Lord cannot set you on fire. Remember Adam,
the second Adam,
the first man that fell in the Garden of Eden. You remember Eve? And I believe we know the story of our Lord Jesus Christ. These people face the same temptation, the same problem that we are facing today. The same trick that the devil used to get to them. Have come to tell you tonight that the devil has not changed those tricks. He doesn't have any new tricks. He is still using the same tricks against us. The good news is that God has given us four weapons to combat these tricks. What did I say? How many weapons? Four weapons to fight. One of them is prayer. The first one is prayers. And the second one is fasting. When we fast. The third one is the word of God. The word of God. I will take some time to begin to expatiate on these things. And the last one there is giving.
Giving.
Brethren, I will go back to the first one, prayer. A lot of time people state, I am busy.
I am busy.
Because they are busy, they don't have time for prayers. Because they think they are busy, they don't have time to pray. But I think it's just a pride in a masquerade to cover up that I am busy. But you find out that the same people that say they are busy, because they are busy, they don't come for prayer meeting. Because they are busy, they don't have time for Bible study. But when they have a problem, they will start calling pastor, please pray for me. They will start fasting because there is a problem. Why wait for problem to come? Why wait? That is the plan of the devil. To keep us busy, for us to believe that we are busy. I hope you are following me tonight. They wait when they have accidents before they start praying. Brethren, when you pray, it does not really mean that God is going to grant all your prayers. But you are telling God that I cannot do it by my power. I cannot do it alone. God, I need your help. God, as I sleep tonight, release your angels to watch over me. You are telling God that I am surrendering. I'm giving my life into your hands. Brethren, prayer is an oxygen that keeps the fire burning. When we pray, we are committing everything in the hand of God. I'm fasting.
Wow.
We know the story of our Lord Jesus. I want us to go back to that story. Let's look, see the book of Luke. Luke chapter 4.
Luke chapter 4.
All the four Gospels will have this story, but I prefer the one of Dr. Luke. Luke chapter 4. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days, he ate nothing. And afterwards, when it had ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. But Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Then the devil taking him up on the high mountain, showing him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all this authority I will give to you and their glory. For this has been delivered to me, and I give to whomsoever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all this will be yours. And Jesus answered and said to him, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve. Hallelujah. You can just imagine the old Jesus. Jesus, the living God. Jesus, filled of the glory of God, has gone to fast. And the devil had the audacity to come and face him. Then who am I? Then who are you? Jesus did not go for a night party. He has gone to fast 40 days. No water. And the devil was not afraid to confront him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he began to question him. They began to, it's like trade by barter. Tell me, I tell you, let's see who is going to win. Brethren, fasting is not a bribe to the Lord. Fasting helps us to fight the flesh. Fasting helps us to fight lust. Fasting helps us to fight pleasures of the world. It teaches us that Christianity is a thing of self-denial. Self-denial. That is not everything our eye sees that we want. Fasting is about self-discovery. When you fast, you discover that there is something inside of you that you have. But in the natural, you will not know that you have it. So fasting helps you to discover who you are. It requires full surrender of life. When you fast, your spiritual senses will be sharpened.
But the kid al-hasabi al-hayun yani quiz jiddan.
Remember, Jesus with his disciples, he had asked them this question: who does the Son of Man say that I am? The people out there, your friends, okay, you, who am I to you? Who am I? Remember, the disciples, they were answering these different kinds of answers were coming. Different kinds of answers were coming. You are a prophet. And remember the answer that Jesus. Remember when Peter said, "You are the Son of the Living God." Remember what Jesus said. Who can tell me? Who is the Bible? Who is the Bible student here? Who can help me? If you know it, let me see your hand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, flesh and blood have not told you this. So when you fast, flesh and blood dies. Your spirit man will be in tune. Your spirit man will be alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know why sometimes when we pray, nothing happens? Because the words that is coming out from our mouth is not coming with power. But when you are a Bible student, like Jesus, when he had an encounter with the devil, one word, he said, "It is written." This is the living God. This is the living word himself. Then he still told the devil that it is written. It is written where? Who wrote it? It is written. So, brethren, sometimes the devil defeats us because we don't know what is written about us. We don't know what is written about us. We don't know the covenant we have with God. But when you know that you are a covenant child of God, it becomes difficult for the devil to molest you. It becomes difficult for the devil to stop you. It becomes difficult for the devil to keep you. Jesus told the devil, "It is written." This is the living word. This is the living word. So, brethren, we must endeavor to study the word of God. If we know truly we want to burn for the Lord, if we want to be the carrier of that fire to the next generation, we must study the word of God. There is no excuse. Some of us believe, "I don't know how to read. I don't know how to write." You must know how to read the word of God. And I want to tell God, because right now, the Bible is translated in so many languages. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even if you don't know how to read, now on your phone, you can download the one that will read while you listen. Am I saying something? Am I communicating? Am I communicating? So we have no excuse. When you know the word of God, those fake prophets out there will not be prophesying to you what is not in the word of God. They will not ask you to go and bring money before they pray for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we must do this to make sure that we don't repeat the same mistake that our parents made. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must learn to replace our food with the word of God. We must learn to replace our food with prayers. Coming to church is not just enough. Dancing for the Lord is not just enough. I am in the worship team, it's not just enough. I am a pastor, I am a bishop, it's not just enough. For you to carry this fire, for this fire to continue to burn, you must study the word of God. Because the word of God is new every morning. It's new every day. I'm telling you the truth. There are people you call now. Please come and pray for us. They will disappear from church. You won't see the person again. Some people, you must give them notice to prepare for prayer of 10 minutes. If not, they will disappear. Because they are not used to it. How many of us here want to burn for the Lord? How many of us here want to burn for the Lord? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's look at the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
And then him should get up with that I've run in as half it as I take that.
Hebrews 11 verse 6. Anybody that see it there can read for us.
But without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Mm.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is what he rewards those that come to church. He rewards those that are singing. He rewards those that are preaching. Who does he reward? Those that diligently seek him. Those that diligently seek him. So do you see why sometimes we come to church and nothing is happening in our life? Some of us, one of our legs is in. The other leg is out.
It's
by our character. When they say something is 4 o'clock, meeting is 4 o'clock. You see some people coming by 5. Maybe they will be hanging around. Let's wait, let the worship time, the praise time, so that they just want to show up so that people, my friends, will know I came to church. This kind of people, God doesn't bless them. He said, I am the God that diligently, I will reward those that diligently seek me. And if you look at that word seek, S-E-E-K, seek is an active word. It's an active word, seek. You must do something for the Lord. You won't do something for the Lord. He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know what? I have not seen anybody. That is genuinely seeking God. That God allow you to be put to shame. I have not seen.
So if you see that man of God, or that man, or that woman, that is a seeker of God, and his life is not moving forward, there is a question mark in the life of that man. Because the God we are serving is a covenant keeping God. He's the God that will not lie. When he says a thing, he makes sure that he fulfills what he has said. He said, my word will not come back to me void, or let it accomplish that purpose for which it is sent.
This is God. I've not seen.
A man that be diligently seeking God, that God allowed to be put to shame. Hallelujah. You must change. We must change our attitude. We must change our character if we are to move for the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, as followers of Jesus, we cannot be close to God without our hearts being connected. Our hearts must be connected to what we believe. That sometimes you see yourself preaching in the dream when you are sleeping. Sometimes you see yourself encouraging people when you are sleeping. You will see that those dreams where they are chasing you, where they want to kill you in the dream, those dreams will begin to disappear. Those dreams where you see yourself eating in the night, when you're sleeping, you're eating. You see, those dreams will go. Because then you begin to burn. You begin to burn for the Lord. Even in your family, your parents, your brothers, your sisters, they will notice the difference. Then we see that there's a difference now in your life. Hallelujah. So we must be connected to what we believe. We must be connected. Then you begin to treasure the word of God. People, your friends will no longer say something that is not good where you are seated. Our giving. You know, some of us, when they say offering time, hello. Offering time. You see that some people don't talk at that time. They begin to this money we are contributing. What are they using it for? Every time money. You see that they begin to murmur. What are they doing with this money? If you don't have to give, you better keep quiet.
After the mentor's purpose.
If you don't have to give, when people are murmuring, don't give, don't talk. Some people say, what is this pastor saying? You don't know we are students. We are not working. You have to start to learn it now. It's not only money you can give. Some people, their own is food. They can never share their food with somebody. Never. You have to learn to be caught together with these things to burn for the Lord. If you look at the pages of the Bible, you find out that there are so many people that their life will change, transform, because they rendered help to other people. Sometimes they entertain angels without knowing that they are angels, because they have the heart to give.
There is somebody here tonight, your life will change after today. In the mighty name of Jesus. I said your life will change after today. In the mighty name of Jesus. There are so many obsessions. There are so many complaints making excess money in our world today. WhatsApp is one of them. Facebook is one of them. The money they are making, who is asking them what they are doing with it? So why must it join the church? Can't we ask ourselves this question? To know that this is the area where the devil is fighting us. And unbelievers, they don't ask this question. It's us, we Christians, that ask this question. Because of our greed. Brethren, for those who are afraid of spending their money for God's kingdom, definitely they will lose it. In one way or the other, what you cannot give, you cannot have. That's why you see some people every day they cry of money. I don't have. They forget that death and life are in the power of the tongue. That those that love it will eat the fruit thereof. What you say is what you have. That's why I beg you, when it comes to giving, don't murmur. Let it come from your heart. If you don't have to give, it is okay. Do you remember the time we had this coronavirus? Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of us here were infected? Is there anybody here that had corona? Anybody here? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your hand for our Lord Jesus. Do you know that the best hospitals in the world were shut down? Australia as a country was shut down. Nobody comes in, nobody goes out. Do you know how many people that died in America? Where they have best hospitals, best doctors. I believe God used that exercise to tell us that you guys are still my children. Because the world at a point is trying to compete with God. So I believe that the Lord just wants us to get some tests, some exam, to see how we will fail this exam hopefully, and the world failed. Everything was shut down, football shut down. Clubs shut down, schools shut down, churches shut down, everything shut down. There was no remedy. So these days, where is the money? Where were the best doctors in the world? How many of us took the injection? How many of us here took the injection? How many of us here took the vaccine? Thank you. I did, but I want to tell you that it is not the vaccine that kept me alive. We don't even know what they put in our body. We don't even know. I took the second one, the third time I said I'm done. It's not that vaccine that kept us alive. It is God saying, okay, it's okay. We don't know the next one that is coming. We don't know. That is why we have to make sure we are ready to burn for the Lord. That no matter what comes our way, no matter what comes, the Lord will be there with us. Hallelujah. 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 Let's look at the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Okay, if you see it, you can read for me.
Matthew 6:19.
Lay not for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I am showing you this in the Word of God, so that you don't say, what is this man saying? I'm not working, I don't have money. Then we need to begin to understand it now. It's not only money. We should use any means to live a life of generosity. Brother Jesus commended the widow in the Bible who gave the money to the corrupt church. You know, Jesus came to the temple. He came to the temple and he sat in the front and he was watching as people were dropping their offering, were giving their money. Remember, Jesus saw a widow that put all that she had in the basket. I was thinking that Jesus would call the woman back and say, no, madam, take your money. Why did Jesus allow her to keep, to put the money? And he knew, Jesus knew, because he is the Alpha and the Omega. He knows all and all. Why did he not tell the woman, no, madam, take your money? He allowed the woman to drop the money. And later on, he commended her. He said, from all this offering, from all this woman, this woman has given all that she has. All that she has. So, brethren, remember, all we have is from him. So it's a test. It's like you buy chips for a child. And you come back, you want to play with the child and say, please, can you give me some chips? The child will refuse. What do you think about that child? What do you think about the child? Can somebody help me? What do you think about the child? Does somebody have wisdom? Greedy and he doesn't have wisdom. Because if the child has wisdom, he will know that it's my mommy that gave me the chips, so I can share. So we are greedy. That is the meaning. That's why we don't share what God has given to us. Remember, Jesus was always having problems with these people in the temple. So Jesus knew the business. Remember, Jesus went to the temple, and when he got there to the temple, he sees that the church has become a business place where they are selling and buying. He was angry. And he chased everybody and he used
women.
So Jesus knew that the church was corrupt. He did not stop the offering. He did not stop it. But instead, he encouraged it. So if you know you want to work for the Lord, be ready to live a life of generosity. Be ready to share. And I am here tonight not just for you, because by the means of the gospel, all of us are messengers. When you get out of this place, share this message. Tell your parents. Tell your friends. And as you do that, your life will change. I say your life will change in the mighty name of Jesus. So, brethren, there is no other way to get rid out of mammon. You must give the one that belongs to Caesar to Caesar. And the one that belongs to God, you must give to God. Because it's always there. It is always there. I have heard different stories of how debt were written off. And God is the same God of yesterday, He is the same today, and He will be the same forever and ever. All we need to do is to trust Him. All we need to do is to do what? To trust Him. And as we trust Him, He will never disappoint us. I said He will never disappoint us. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, every season in our life, we require a new sacrifice. Every new season in our life, we require a new sacrifice. I stayed in Ayamashu for some years, probably 2 years. Before I moved to Mahdi. And I started attending the church in Mahdi. Something was done on me. Because how I moved to Mahdi was a miracle. I don't want to start telling all the stories because of our time. But I made up my mind. Since I'm now in Mahdi, the transportation I was paying to get to Mahdi, I'm going to add it to my offering. If you ask me how that idea came, I cannot explain it. But I had the Lord very well about it. I was moved from Ayelash. I was sharing 2-bedroom flat with about 8 people. You can see how inconvenient that could be. This story I'm telling you, my bishop here knows the story. So when I moved to Mahdi, I started staying in 3-bedroom flat alone by myself, only me. All the rooms there have air conditioners. I was not paying electricity bill. I wasn't paying water bill. So that voice I had very well. Add your transport, put always, every Friday, put it in your offering. And I'm not talking about tithe. Tithe is different. But your offering, add your transport to it. And I started with that. And I want to tell you that God is faithful. I said, God is faithful. I said, God is faithful. So if you want to burn for the Lord, if you want to burn for the Lord, you must change your mind. On the gospel that you said you have received.
الانجيل او كان بتاع الله عليه وسلم يقوده بتوع يقوده.
I want us to quickly run to the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 28, before we stand up to pray tonight. There's something I want to show us. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 28. Acts of the Apostles, 28, 1-5. It says, now, when they had escaped, this is Paul now. Now, when they had escaped, they also find out that the Philippian island was called Malta. And the natives showed us unusual kindness. But they removed the fire and made us all welcome because of the rain that we have fallen. And because of the cold. But when God had gathered a bunch of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fasted on his hand. So when the natives saw the creature, hanging on from his hand, they said to one another, no doubt this man is a murderer who thought he had escaped the sea, yet justice does not allow him to live. But he shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. Hallelujah. 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 Brethren, when you start building the fire, your life will usually get worse. When you say that I have surrendered, when you said from today I have given my life to our Lord Jesus Christ, be ready for problems. Be ready for challenges. What did I say? What did I say? Be ready for challenges. You see, the gospel we are hearing now, many of us are being deceived. Some people are not telling us the truth. The moment you begin to pray, things will begin to work like the bed of rosaries. It's not true. Receive your money, receive your car, receive your wife, receive your husband. It's not true. No, brethren, the Lord will want to vent your heart. The Lord will want to check you out. Do you truly know who I am? He told his disciples, he said, whoever that wants to come with me must be ready to carry his cross. Today we wear cross, big chain. Our trousers are here. Big cross. But somehow we don't know the meaning of the cross. Cross was an object of death, of mass death. You are going to crucify somebody. Like you are putting somebody on the firing squad. So he told them, carry your cross. Carry your cross. So Apostle Paul knew, he understood what it means. Imagine someone who was going to preach the gospel and the boat he has entered has capsized. And miraculously he was able to come out without getting drowned. And the island where this happened was the island of Malta. the island of Malta.
And
the people there came out and helped
them.
Gave them food. And they brought firewood. And they make fire. And all of a sudden, snake jumped out from the firewood. And the snake looked for everywhere to bite
for.
Who can tell me where did the snake bite? Because the devil knew that Paul was going to use the hand to heal the sick. Because the devil knew that Paul was going to use the hand to do something useful for the Lord. Brethren, as you start building the fire, your life will usually get worse. People must ask, what kind of God you're serving? People will ask you questions. The devil himself will ask you questions. The life of Job was an example. That the wife even told him, why don't you curse this God if you're going to die? Die. There are some of us here. When you catch the fire, you might be disowned. Your father will say, pack your things, leave my house. So you must be ready. Even in the school, when friends will begin to call your names, be ready. That you must be informed. That's why I'm here tonight. You must be informed. Jesus was informed. That's why he defeated the devil. He told him, he said, it is written. In your place of work, you might be rejected. So be ready. The people there told us, this man. So the water, the sea cannot kill you. And yet we try to save you, yet now snake. You are a murderer. You are a murderer. Do you know what it means to tell a pastor or to tell a preacher you are a murderer? I was surprised that Paul did not stand there to begin to defend himself. The Bible said that he just shook it off. I have made that mistake myself. I want to answer you. Pastor Amy asked me some time ago, he said, Kingsley, I thank God for your life. You don't fight anymore. But I was ready to fight anything that comes my way. I was thinking it's by power. It's by power. That is not by power, it's not by might. But my spirit says the Lord of
hosts.
For you, you know, sometimes we love so much to quote the scriptures. But when it comes to acting, in the midst of fire, in the midst of trouble, you will forget who you are. You will forget who you are. They told Paul, you are a murderer. The Bible said he shook the snake off. He shook it off. That means if God be for you, nobody can be against you. If God be for you, nobody can be against you. I need you to talk to somebody tonight. Tell the person by your side, if God be for you, if God be for you, nobody can be against you. Brethren, I've come to tell you tonight. Now God is to be worshipped. God is to be worshipped. I say God is to be worshipped. And not to be used. And not to be used. And not to be used. So many of us always want to use God. We forget that we cannot use God. We can't use Him. The only secret of being used by God, the only secret to be used by God is to stop using Him and to love Him. And to love Him. The fire does not bring out snakes. The fire does not bring out snakes. It will only expose the snake in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Meaning that the problem that we are already there will begin to be exposed. When this fire comes upon us, when it comes upon us, brethren, you cannot walk in dominion if you don't have devotion. For you to walk in dominion, you must have devotion. How many of us here tonight want to walk in dominion? How many of us here now want to walk in dominion? You want to be in charge. In charge of your life, in charge of your environment. Because God has given it to us. Hallelujah. Brother, snake will always attract what God intends to use in your life. What God intends to use, what God wants to use in our life. The snake will always come to attack it. What God wants you, the place where you are going, where you are
going.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If the devil, for example, wants to end the career of a footballer, where does he attack?
The leg.
An intelligent student. Oh, this girl is very smart. Oh, this girl is very smart. Where does the devil attack?
Behind the mind.
And the devil will say, smoke this cigarette. Smoke this cigarette. Drink this beer. It's okay, it's good for you. And they give him one stick. He smoked and this cigarette is good. Tomorrow they will give him another type. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Next tomorrow they will give him the one they rap. Some people here, they understand what I'm saying. They give him the one they rap. And he will smoke it and say, when he gets to the house, the mother says, hey, he's on sea. So gradually. Some people, it's tablets they give them to drink. The moment they drink that, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell somebody the devil is a liar. I can't hear you. Remember, I told us at the beginning, he does not have any new tricks. The tricks he is using now was the old tricks. So we are smarter than the devil. The moment the fire of God comes upon our life, we are smarter than him. And you will be smarter than him in the mighty name of Jesus. You will be smarter than him in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, God is a consuming fire. I want us to be on our feet. We are going to pray. Ask someone by your side, are you ready to pray tonight? I can't hear you. Ask the person, are you ready to pray tonight? We are going to sing this song. Give me the grace to follow. Abundant grace to follow. Give me the grace to follow.